opening Mishnah in the Masechta says that Dinim Amanis B'Shloisha, that a Din Torah of Dinim Amanis, you need a Bezin of three Dayanim. We learned in the Kurus in the Gemara. So now the Gemara quotes on the second white line on Gimel on the base that not all the Tanaim agree. Tan Rabban Dinim Amanis B'Shloisha, same as the Mishnah. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Yomer, Becham Isha. So you need a Bezin of five. So the Gemara says, what is the Makar of Rebbe? So the Gemara goes 10 lines later, 3 lines from the... The opening Mishnah in the Masechta says that Dinim Amanis B'Shloisha, that a Din Torah of Dinim Amanis, you need a Bezin of 3 Dayanim. We learned in the Kurus in the Gemara. So now the Gemara quotes on the second white line on Gimel on the base that not all the Tanaim agree. Tan Rabban Dinim Amanis B'Shloisha, same as the Mishnah. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Yomer, Becham Isha. So you need a Bezin of 5. So the Gemara says, what is the Makar of Rebbe? So the Gemara goes 10 lines later, 3 lines from the bottom of the Daf. Elohim time of the Rebbe, the Makar of Rebbe is Shita, that a Dintar of Dinim Amanis needs 5, is because the Pasuk says, V'nika Balabayis Elohim Elohim, and you don't know how many Dayanim that means. Does that mean 1 Dayan? Does it mean 2 Dayanim? But you have another Pasuk that says, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. So that's already in plural. So you see that the word Elohim is plural, meaning two Dayanim. So the other pasuk that says V'nikabal Baisal Elohim also means two. So two and two is 4. And Ein Bezin Shofar Masif Alayim Oidecha. Shreg the Gemara Dirabbanon on the top line on Dalet Amud Aleph. So Zachagut Yalfusa. So why do the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe? They should also agree. The Gemara says, no, it's a Kriyuk Stiv. When the Pasuk says, Asher Yarshion Elohim in Shalom Shnaim Lerayehu, it says Yarshion, there is no Vav. In the Ksiv, there is no Vav. In the Kri, you read it, Yarshion. But since in the Ksiv it's Kosa Vav, so the word Elohim could be one Dayan. So it says, Nikval Bais Elohim is one Dayan, Asher Yarshion Elohim is only one Dayan, that's two. And then Bezin Shokam Asifam Alayim Maida. So the Gemara says that we mentioned, the question is, if Rebbe was the editor of the Mishnayos and he disagrees with this Tam Mishnah, so why didn't he put in his opinion into the Mishnayos? It should say in the Mishnah, Dinim Amanis B'Shloish Rebbe Yonah B'Hamisha. So on the bottom of the Tosefta, this is a Tosefta, Tosefta Perkav. So on the bottom of the Tosefta, one of the Mefarshim, the Mitzvah Shmuel, I think, quotes from this, from the Rashi Mekinah. One of the Bali Atosis wrote a Sefer Akrisis. He has Klali Ashas. He writes about different Midrash Atar Nidreshes for him, how the Gemara works, how the Gemara works on Psukim, how you darshan Psukim. And you have Haoris from Achreinim, written, I think Rabbi Yosef Kara has Haoris on the Sefer Akrisis. The Rashash has Haoris on the Sefer Akrisis. So the Sefer Akrisis is this Kasha, on this din. How come Rabbi Yudan Nasi didn't put his opinion into the Mishnah? So he answers, on the bottom of the Sefer, he quotes the whole passage. He answers that Rabbi Yudan Nasi knew, Rabbi knew that his opinion was rejected, totally rejected by all the other Tanaim. He knew that he lost. So what is he going to just put in his opinion? It's not fair. His Mishnayos was intended to be a Sefer Pesach. So if he knew that his Shita didn't stand the chance of being accepted, so he left it out. In the Tosefta, they quote all the opinions, even if they're not accepted. But in the Mishnayos, Rebbe felt that it would be improper. This is not the only place. There are a few places in Shas where you have a Mishnah that states a din, and then you have a Braisa that quotes that Rebbe disagrees with the din that's stated in the Mishnah. So it's the same kasha, that Rebbe is the one who edited the Mishnayos. He wasn't the author of the Mishnayos, but he edited the Mishnayos. If he edited, why didn't he include his Shita? So the Stam is the same answer from the Sefer Akrisis, that he knew that his opinion was totally outvoted. So what is he going to... But he's going to put it into the Mishnah if he knows that it's not accepted. The Mishnah was intended to be a Sefer Pesach. So now the Gemara, at this point, the Gemara understands the Machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim to be a dispute whether Yeshem Lamik or Yeshem Lamasaris. What do you do when you have a Pasuk that has a Kri of Sid? Here it says, Yarshiyun. The way the Kri is Yarshiyun. And the Ksid is Yarshiyon, which could be singular. It's not necessarily plural. So whenever you have a Kriya Ksid, then there's a contradiction between the two. Halacha Lamaisa, if you follow the Ksid, it should lead you in one direction, to Paskin and Halacha one way. If you follow the Kriya, it should lead you into a different direction, so how should you Paskin and Halacha? Whenever you have a Kriya and a Ksid, and you can blend in both together, so then Taisus points out over Hikula Svirulu. Taisus points out that you should try to make a drasha to blend in both the Kriya and the Ksid. So Tosfos gives an example of lechem oni. Of lechem oni oniksiv. It says you should eat matzah. You should eat lechem oni. And in a chumash it's spelled without a vav. So you darshan lechem oni, but you also darshan lechem oni. So Tosfos says there's no steer. You darshan both decree and iksiv. If you can blend both in together, zavadigud. Or it says by the din of Tosfos quotes from Krisis and Daf Yud Zayin. It says by the din of Oshem Talui. If a person does an aver b'shoigig, which if he would have violated aver b'mezid, he would have been chayiv koreis. If he violates the aver b'shoigig, let's say mechal Shabbos. He eats on Yom Kippur, he eats chametz b'pesach. So if he would have violated the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayiv koreis. If he violated aver b'shoigig, you have to bring a korban chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. What if he's not sure if he was mechal Shabbos? He has a suffix if he was mechal Shabbos. Or if he eats chelo b'dam, chelo b'dam b'mezid, yechayiv koreis. If he eats chelo b'dam b'shoigig, yechayiv chatas. What if he went to a restaurant and he ate some food and he's not sure? Then the mashgiach runs out from the kitchen after he finishes eating. He says, I'm not sure. It could be that we gave you the chelo, could be we gave you the shuma. He's not sure whether he ate kosher or not. But they gave him a drink and he's not sure whether this was dam or was soda. So in such a case, when he's mesupik, so the Torah says that you bring an oshem tolu. If later on he will ascertain that he really did violate the avera, he'll ascertain that it was chelo, it was dam, then he's not yetzer the oshem tolu. Oshem Tolu is only making him an Aisurim until he ascertains that he violated the Aver. Then he has to bring a Chattis later on. Kovman that he's still Nesupik, so the Oshem Tolu is sufficient. So the Gemara has a question. Do you only bring an Oshem Tolu when you have Ikva Isur, when you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas? Have a Taruvus. I know for sure that one of the Chatichas is straight. And I'm not sure whether, and I ate one of the two, and I'm not sure whether I ate the Chelev, or I ate the shuman, whether I drank the dam or I drank the soda. So one opinion in the Tanoim, one view in the Tanoim is that the only time a chayv an oshem tolu is on such a suffix that we call ikvi yisurim, a suffix of taruvus. But if you only have one chaticha, you don't have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, you only have one chaticha, and you're mesupik whether it's shuman or not. So that's not, it's not that you vada have an isur and it's floating around, you don't know where it is. I don't even know if I have an isur over here. So that's a lack of ikvei surah. So one time holds that you're not chayiv and oshem tolu in such a case. Such a suffix is not mechayiv and oshem tolu. And the other time I disagree. So the Gemara says in Krisis that that shayla depends on this issue of yeshem lamikra versus yeshem lamasoras. Why? Because the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that speaks of that oshem tolu says v'otza achas mikol mitzvois Hashem asholosi asenu v'yoshem. So it says mikol mitzvois Hashem. So we read it, the Kri is mitzvahs. But the word mitzvah is always spelled with a vav. And whenever you want to make a plural, so you should have vav tof at the end. So if you wanted to read mitzvahs, so it should be spelled, it's a question whether this is grammatically correct, should be spelled mem tzadik vav vav tof. In modern Hebrew, they spell everything molly. So modern Hebrew would be a good argument. In the days of the Tanakh, it's never spelled like that. But that sounds like that's the Pashup Shat Nigimar. So if the pasuk really meant mitzvah, so it should be spelled with two vavs. The fact that it's spelled with one vav, even though the kri is mitzvah, but the ksiv, the way it's written, looks like it says mitzvahs. So if you read it mitzvah according to the kri, so it sounds like you have to have plural, chaticha achat mishtei chatich. You have to have an ikva yisur. But if you follow the ksiv, and the ksiv is mitzvah, so it would have been sufficient chaticha achas to be chayv ben ashen tolu. A person ate one chaticha of flesh, and he doesn't know whether that was chelov or shuman, so he should be chayv in Hashem Tov. So Taisa says, that's also a case where you can blend together both the kri and the ksiv. You can say you chayv in Hashem Tov both if it is ikvei surah, if it's not ikvei surah. According to that Tana holds that you don't need ikvei surah, so if it is ikvei surah, but you chayv in Hashem Tov. The Rambam passes that the only time you chayv in Hashem Tov is if it is ikvei surah. So the Rambam votes, the Rambam passes over here that you follow the kri. The Rambam passes like the Yeshem Lamikra over here. You only follow the Kri. You don't follow the Ksiv, that mitzvah. But Taisa says we can understand the Tana who says you follow both the Ksiv and the Kri if you can blend them both together. Zavadigut. So Taisa says over there, blend them both. They give a few examples of cases. You have a Kri and a Ksiv and you follow both. So that's what this whole sugi is going to be. Gemara is going to dedicate a whole daf Gemara to that. When you have a Kri and a Ksiv. When you have a kri and a ksiv, then there's a contradiction, and you cannot blend in both together. You cannot paskin, you cannot figure out a way to paskin la halacha both like the kri and the ksiv. So how should you paskin? Should you paskin like the ksiva? Should you paskin like the kri? That's called yesh ein la mikro. Do you follow the kri? Or do you say yesh ein la masoret? You should follow the masoretic text, the ksiv. You should follow the masoret as the ksiv. Why is it called aim? Why not to call it Yeshav Lamikra, Yeshav Lamasar? Mr. Goynin have and the Chuvis are Goynin, but yes, I'm sure. How come it's called the Binyan Av, it's not called the Binyan Aim? How come this is called Yeshem Lamikra? So the Balabatim asked this question of the Goynin. The Goynin gave some kind of an answer. They gave a whole answer. I never understood the answer, but there's a literature on it. Why this is called the Yeshem Lamikra. Anyway, that's the topic that the Gemara is going to discuss. When is something considered a kriyuksiv? So the Pashto says it's only if there's a contradiction the way it's written. That's how the Gemara says on Amud Beis. The Gemara has about 10 lines before the bottom of the Amud. Hanimili kifligi, when is there a machlokes hatam? Hech deshoni kromi masoris. When there's a discrepancy between the kri and the ksiv. We have a masorah, we have a tradition. The Gemara says, Kri Ksiv is halacha moshe b'sina. The Gemara in the Dorm says, on Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says that Kri v'lo Ksiv, and Ksiv v'lo Kri, and the truck, all of that is halacha moshe b'sina. So we have a lot of times halacha moshe b'sina that you have a word in Chumash that's written one way, and you really should have read it based on the Ksiv, you should read it one way. And halacha moshe b'sina says you read it differently, not the way it's written. So that's called the Kri Ksiv. And then you have the machlokes. Keep ligi, when is there a machlokes hatanaim? That's how the Gemara has around 10 lines before the bottom of Dalet on the base. When is there a machlokes? Hech deshoni kroma masoros. When the kri and the ksiv are contradicted, when they're not written the same. But if you have a word that's written, let's say, lo sevashal gedi bachalei vimoi. So you could have read it bechele vimoi. What mean you could have read it? Well, we have a tradition, you don't read it bechele vimoi. You read it bachalei vimoi. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to cook deflation, fat, and schmalt. Means you're not allowed to cook deflation milk. If the Kri, that's not a Kri of Ksiv, because one could mispronounce the word, because one could misread the word. A Kri of Ksiv hayes, if according to the Kri, it's not really spelled properly. It should have been spelled differently, like over here, Yarshiyun. Yarshiyun should have a Vav in it. So if you write Yarshiyun without a Vav, that's called the Kri of Ksiv, or something like that. But if there's no contradiction, Lechem Oni. Lechem Oni is normally spelled with a Vav. Or mitzvah. The Gemara assumes that the word mitzvah should have been spelled mem tzadik vav vav tov. That pasuk in that Gemara increases by the Lashon Torah. So the fact that you spell it mem tzadik vav tov, that's called the kri ksiv. It's not written the way it should have been according to the way we read it. So that's the only time that you have the topic, that's how the Gemara says. The only time we're going to have a discussion, that's the Maskana of Gemara. So we're going to get to the Maskana, take a while. But the Maskana is going to be the only time the whole topic applies, of whether Yeshem Lamika, Yeshem Lamasaris is, when there's a contradiction between the Kri and the Ksiv, then how do you follow? But if you have a word that's written and pronounced one way, there's nothing wrong with it. Just the same word, you could have read it differently. If you wouldn't have the Nekudas, if a person is an Amharat and he does not, you can read everything wrong. That's not called the Kri and Ksiv, just because someone can read it, someone can misread it. That has nothing to do with this topic. In all the Sifrei Torah, there's an issue. The Chumash has in Chumash Dvarim, there's a din of Tzuadaka Kushotko. So the word for Tzuadaka, there are different traditions, but he's spelled with a hey, he's spelled with an al. So the Minhas Chinuch raises the question, so half of the Sifrei Torah in the world are Pasul. We don't know which half. We don't know whether they're Sifrei Torah or are Sifrei Torah. The Chassidim, the Misnagdim, and the Vilna Goyim, and the Baal HaTanya, everybody has a different tradition. They're supposed to be with an Aleph of a Hesed. What's Taka the Isik? Half of the Sifrei Torah in the world, the Taka Pasul. So the Minhas Chinuch comes up with an original Chiddush, which many Poskim who follow the Minhas Chinuch have adopted, that misspelling a word in a Sifrei Torah doesn't Pasul. Misspelling a word only passes if it's mamish, spells wrong. Like Bereshit, you spell with asama instead of a tof at the end of Bereshit. Anoyach mizidin greit, you spell anoyach. Instead of nun ches, you spell nun chof. So that's mamish, a misspelling. But if a person spells tzuadaka with a hep, tzuadaka with an aleph, so one or the other is the correct masorah. You're supposed to spell it correctly, but if you spelled it wrong, so the Minhas Chinuch thinks it's not a misspelling. According to the dictionary spelling, both should be acceptable. Either spelling should be acceptable. Just a shaila, it doesn't correspond to the masur. So he says that per se doesn't pass. He thinks the only time that would passel is when you have a kriyuk ksiv. When the halacha l'moshe mitzinai, the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Lamed Ches, the Kriyak stives halacha l'moshe mitzinai. So when you have halacha l'moshe mitzinai, that the word in the pasuk is supposed to be spelled one way, even though the pronunciation is different and the pronunciation contradicts the spelling. According to the way we pronounce it, according to the Kriya, it really should have been spelled differently, like Yarshiyum should have really been spelled with a rock. So if you're going to have a Sefer Torah that has, in a place where there should have been a Kriya Ksiv, and it's spelled wrong, it's spelled according to the Kriya, so the Minhag Chinuch thinks that that should probably be possible. That's exactly what the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is all about, that it's supposed to be spelled one way, and not pronounced the way it's spelled. That's why we have a big problem on this daf. The Gemara says, the Gemara continues to say, when you do a korban chatos, when you different korbanos need different numbers of zrikas. So one time you have some korbanos, you only have one zrika on the mizbeach. Some korbanos you have shtayim shehin arba, two zrikas on the two corners of the mizbeach. And some korbanos, like one time holds that there's a korban tomid, you have three zrikas on the mizbeach. Three zrikas. That the Mishnah is, it's not quoted, and then you have four zrikas on the mizbeach, korban chatos. So the psukim regarding korban chatos speak about zrikas al karnas on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, well, we add it up. It says karnas, karnas, karnos. Once it says all three times the pronunciation is karnos in the plural, but the way the ksiv is, the way it's written, it says twice karnas. Even though the pronunciation is karnos, it says twice singular, and only once it says karnos. So the Gemara has a whole drosha based on this, based on the assumption that that is the spelling. So on the right-hand side of the daf, in the Masoros HaShas, on the third comment from the top, first it says Makas, then it says Kiddushin, then when Rashi works out the three times karnas, karnos, karnos, so it says on the right-hand side, V'cholachim moshim v'hatikunim v'gam b'masoros, Karnas Chotetziv, all three times by Yosef Chosim. The Arsit Torah don't correspond to what it says in the Gemara. So that's a big problem. The Minhas Chinuch was only prepared to say that a Sefer Torah is kosher if he spelled Suadaka wrong, a hey instead of an aleph instead of a hey, or any other word like that. It's not a misspelling. It's not in accordance with the Masorah. So he came up with a Chiddush, a spelling of a word that's not in accordance with the Masorah. It doesn't possible to say Sefer Torah, as long as it's not a misspelling. But he says, if you have a Kriya Ksiv, that's exactly what the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is. It's supposed to dafka be written one way, it's supposed to be pronounced not the way it's written. So if you're going to have it written the way it's supposed to be pronounced, Teglechnish. So here you have a problem. Here the Gemara says that two of the three are Kriya Ksiv, and one of them is not a Kriya Ksiv. One of them says Karnos, and by us all three are Kriya Ksiv. All three say Karnas, and we pronounce all three Karnos. So that's a big, big problem. This brackets that they have on the side, V'cholach Moshim HaTikunim, Gama Matar Karnas, Kostik Ksiv, this is a big problem. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a long list of all of the problems, the Masech HaShabbos and the Gilyan HaShas, and Daf Nun Heyam Ebeis, I think, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tzeichem Zon, this Gemara, Dav Dalet, and then he has Teitofes, Teisus and Amid Beis has difficulty with Teitofes, Teitefes, Teitofes, that we don't have it the way it says in the Gemara. Then he gives a long list, around 40 Marmakoymas in Gemaras in Midrashim that the Gemara says is a Kriyaksiv somewhere. And we don't have that Kriyaksiv. By Yosef and Gansim, not like that. So he blags by a big Tzorachim. We don't know at all what the story is. It's a big problem. It's a very big problem. It's a big problem, Halacha L'maisa. What do we do? All of our Sefer Torah. Why don't we write the Sefer Torah in accordance with what it says in the Gemara? We're supposed to write in accordance with what it says in the Gemara. It's a problem. Okay. So the Gemara is going to go on to discuss this issue. When you have a Kriya Ksiv, and there's no way to blend in both together, you either pass them like the Ksiv or you pass them like the Kriya, so which should take precedence? Do you say Yeshem LaMikro? Or do you say Yeshem Lamasar? So the Gemara quotes various sources. So they quote one Tanakh, then another Tanakh. They go through the different cases. So one of the several cases that the Gemara quotes is regarding Sukkah. The Gemara quotes, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Tanya, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim, how many Defanis do you need for the Sukkah? So the Mishnah doesn't quote the Machlokes, the Braisa quotes. The first Mishnah in Sukkah only quotes, all you need are three defanas. And from the three tfanis that you need around the sukkah, you only need shtayim kirchosom, or shlishis afilu tefach. The third doifen, the sukkah has to be a minimum of zayin al zayin tfachim. So the one doifen has to be zayin tfachim, and the third doifen doesn't have to be a full zayin tfachim. Even if it's much less, it's also good. Shlishis afilu tefach is not exactly tefach. The Gemara sukkah adds on a little more than a tefach, but it's much less than zayin tfachim. And Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says, no, you need shalosh kelchasim, you need three full defanas, seven tfachim, seven tfachim, seven tfachim, and the fourth doifen, or revius, is ginuk afilu tefach. Machloikis hatana. So the Gemara says, the mai kom ifligim, vaz bashteita machloikis, what is it based on in the darshaning from the psukim? So the Gemara thought originally, the Gemara gives other possibilities. Later in the Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara gives other alternative pshatim. But the Gemara's original pshat is that it depends on the issue of Yashem Lamikra, Yashem Lamasuras. How? That it says, I'm just going through this Gemara because there's one famous point here from the Rosh that I want to bring up. So the Gemara has, when it says, how do you say, Basukas Teish Vashivas Yaman, Kola Zuzo Yeshu Basukas, so in that pasuk, you have the word basukas written three times. Two out of the three times, all three times is pronounced basukos. But two out of the three times is spelled chosavov, and one time it's spelled molevov. So basukas teishvu means you should sit in the sukkah. It's not talking about the fanas. The word sukkah refers to the whole configuration of the sukkah. But then it says again, nachamo. That's already extra, that's already redundant. So the fact that the pasuk keeps on repeating it, so I say, Enenu inyan l'sukkah, Tenehu inyan l'something else. So what's Tenehu inyan l'something else? Tenehu inyan l'defanois. So the pasuk is alluding to how many tfanis you have to have. So the first time it says basukas teishu, that doesn't go on tfanis. That goes on the configuration, on the structure of the sukkah. You should sit in the sukkah. The next time, and the third time that it repeats again, the second time, third time, basukah, that's already menuin in the sukkah, tenuin in the so how many tvanas? So if you hold yeshem la mikro, you follow the decree, so this the first time and the second time and the third time, the decree is all the same, basukos, the first time doesn't count because it goes on sukkah. So the second time and the third time you have sukkos, so in menuin in the sukkah, tenuin in the so you have four tvanas. So comes that's how Reb Shimon holds like that. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So and they all had a tradition. Reb Shimon and Hacham. They all had a tradition that there's Aloch on Moshe Misinai that comes to subtract. Also Hilchas Graite. The Aloch on Moshe Misinai comes and it takes away from the left doifin that it's sufficient with the tefa. So according to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, according to Reb Shimon, you start off. You need four defanois because he follows the Kree. Yeshem Mamikra. He follows the Kree. And the Kree is basukos, basukos, basukos. So the first one goes on the sukkah. The second and the third go on the tfanas. So it sounds like you need four tfanas. Comes the Aloha Moshe Misinai, and is make up that the fourth doifin is sufficient, afilu tetra. The Chachamim, however, hold Yeshem, Lamasaris, you follow the Ksiv. So the first basukos goes on the sukkah. The second and the third, referring mainly in the sukkah, Tenehu Inyan, with the tfanas, but you only have basukas, singular, and basukos, according to the ksiv. So you only have three defanas to begin with. You only have three defanas to begin with. Comes Aloha Moshe Misinai and subtracts from the third doifen, that is efficient, shlishis afilu tefach. That's how the Gemara worked out, l'chayre, that's the machlok. But then the Gemara gives other possibilities. The Gemara later has other possibilities. And the Gemara, Masechta Sukkah, has more possibilities, even more than the Gemara shoots off one pshat, another pshat, another pshat. The Gemara Sukkah has various suggestions. There's one suggestion in the Gemara Sukkah that was somehow forgotten, that has been discarded. The Gemara has one suggestion in the Sukkah that maybe Le'olam Rab Shimon over here, Rab Shimon Ba'ichoy, also masking with the Chachamim, that Yeshem Lamasaris, you follow the Ksiv, and you start off that it only says Basukas, Basukos, singular plural. So you only need, to begin with, you only need three tfanas. Comes Aloha Moshe Misinai and adds on a fourth Urviyas Afilu Tefa. Verzok that Aloha Moshe Misinai also Ilchasa Ubraito the Aloha Moshe Misinai subtract. It says that you don't need a full daifen for the last daifen. The Gemara has one tzad, one suggestion there in Sukkah, the Avraham Mebeis, that Aloha Moshe Misinai adds on that the fourth daifen has to be Afilu Tefa. So the Rosh in Bava Kama points out that we ignore that idea in the Gemara. And he has there's a famous comment that the Rosh has. The Gemara has a din in the beginning of Baba Kama that you have Abba Obis and Zikin. Ashav Abar Ramaba Abis. So the Gemara says, why are they called Obis? Because they have told us. The word Obis implies that they have told. Why? So why did we pick on these Obis? So Rashi says, Obis Karla Hanach Tichsivin Behedye Bekro. The first Rashi in Baba Kama says, Obis are those that are written Beferish and Chumash and Parsha Mishpat. So Shor, Bor, Mare, Mada and Hever, these are Psukim and Chumash. And these are only Dugmois. These are examples. And if you can, let's say Abor. A bar means you dig a hole in the middle of the street, but then the Gemara has, if you leave Avna Sakinah Masoi, Berosh Agag, and a person leaves Avna Sakinah Masoi in the street. It's also a bar. That's a told of bar. The original bar is if you dig a hole, and if you leave a banana peel, and someone slips on the banana peel, that's a told of bar. Well, let's say Aish. Aish is if a flame is burning down the whole neighborhood, I'm responsible, I was negligent with my barbecue, and the flame goes and it burns down someone else's house. I'm chai mitam eish. And the told of eish would be, if I leave avna sekinah masoi berosh agag, and the ruch mitzuya comes and knocks it down, and it smashes somebody's window, it hits somebody on the head. So that's a told of eish. So every one of these others has a told. And the Gemara says, the din is told the same kayay to them. There's only one exception. The toldas have the same dinim as the others. If the others are chai, the toldas are chai. Whatever the Ovis are potter from, potter on Taman and potter on Kalen, or whatever the Ovis are potter from, the Toldos are potter from. The Toldos are the same as the Ovis. The only one exception to the rule that the Gemara can come up with is Tsururis. That if a behemoth is walking B'chatzar on Nizik and it tramples on the tomatoes and it destroys the vegetables or whatever happens to be there, so then the Bala behemoth had no right to allow his behemoth to go into someone else's backyard. So whatever Hezik the behemoth does by Derech Iguchoy, Baal behemoth chayv nezik shalom. That's regular b'chatzar nizik. And what happens if the behemoth is walking b'chatzar nizik, right to b'chatzar nizik, instead of making the damage directly b'gufoy, the behemoth is walking and pebbles start to fly and the pebbles smash a window, flies out and it hurts somebody, hits someone in the head. So that's called that's a tolda of regal. That's not regal mamish. That's a tolda of regal. That tolda of regal is lavka yaitze behem. Tzurus only pays chatzin nezik. Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim that sumchus holds that tzurus is chayv nezik shalom, just like regular is chayv nezik shalom, tzurus is chayv nezik shalom. And we don't accept the opinion of sumchus, we follow the opinion of the majority of the tanoim that tzurus is only chayv chatzin nezik. So Gemara says that hilchus to gemiri lo. So Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh all learn, the Rambam perhaps doesn't learn like that. Rashi, Taisus and the Rosh learn that the term Hilchus of Gemirullah means that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. The Netziv has a long essay in the Hakdamah to his commentary on the Shiltas that's called the Kitmas O'Emek. He claims that whenever the Gemara says Hilchus of Gemirullah, the Rambam were always right in Pi Hashmu Alomdu. The Rambam is very careful. He only writes Halacha Moshe Messina when the Gemara uses that term Halacha Moshe Messina. When he says the Gemara, Hilchus of Gemiri Lo means, according to the Rambam, it means something else. It means that throughout the generations, the Chachamim were coming up with new Piskei Dinim, and at the time that they were Mechadish the Din, Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva, and this tshuva, he wrote the whole reason why. And now, it's already 40 years later, so we remember the Pesach. We don't remember. If you look in the tshuvas, you'll find out the reason. So that's called Hilchus of Gemiri Lo. The din was worked out 150 years ago, and we forgot the reason why, but that's not called Halacha Moshe Messina. That's Mipi Hashmu Alamdu. That's what the Netziv claims. Throughout all the generations, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, they were always developing before the Tanoim, and Shiknes HaGdolah, and every Tkufa they were developing new Psokim, new Dinim, and at the time that they developed it, they had a Klala Prata Klala, Mamatzino, Abinyanab, they had a Yafusa, Dobashoi Bechlal, whatever, they had some kind of a Mokker, Ribuy, a Miut, whatever, they had some kind of the Yafusa, and then as the years went by, the later Chachamim only remembered the bottom, the final line, the Maskana, didn't remember the derivation. So the Rambam, the Netziv claims that the Rambam understood that that's what the expression Hilchus Gemiri Lo means. We have a tradition that this is the din, and we forgot the derivation. But Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh don't learn like that. Rashi and Taisus and the Rosh, whenever it says Hilchus Gemiri Lo, they always translate Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Gemara has, in the second parak in Baba Kama, Rava has a question. What is this story of Tzuris teach us? Let's say if somebody causes damage to someone else, let's say if I take a hammer and I smash your window, that's all mamazik biadai. What if I take a gun and I shoot a bullet and I smash the window, I take a hammer and I throw it at the window, so that's all mamazik aide koko. That's not all mamazik begufa directly, it's all mamazik aide koko. So Rabbi raises the question, what should the din be? Should you say koicha kegufoi, or should you say koicha lav kegufa domin? What is tsuris? How do we deal with this tsuris? The tsuris is koichok. Tsuris is a behemoth that made a hezek aide regel, but it's not regel directly. The hezek of the regel was koichok of the regel. So Rava does not be nestis over here. Why does the tsuris pay chatzin nezek? Should a boy Rava klepa sharla? What is the moral of the din? What do you learn from tsuris? Should I assume that the ikad din really is that koicha is kegufa? Samikar adin, the Baal of Hamish should really be held responsible to pay nezik shoven. But the halacha Moshe Misina came and gave him a break and says that he can get away with paying chatzin nezik. It's a kula. Or should I say chaked? Mikar adin, koicha is lav kegufa domi. So the Baal of Hamish should really be pater from paying. If a person shoots a bullet, a person throws a hammer at the window and he smashes, he should really not have to pay it all. And the chiddush of tzura, this is a chiddush lechumra, that the halacha Moshe Misina was machmer that he has to pay chatzin nezek. Mikar din should really not have to pay anything. So Rava clears such a shayla. Boy Rava, is it this way, that way? Then the Gemara, the next line says, Vasa debayo hara pashto, koicha kegufoi. The koicha is kegufoi. In order mamazek, the koicha has to pay nezek shalom. And the halacha Moshe Misina tzura is lahakil. That's the whole Gemara. So the Rosh on Baba Kama points out that there's something very strange about this Gemara. All over Shas, you have many times Anibaya, and then you have Basa Debaya Hada Pashto, and Amoira had a Sofei, and then later on he was Pashto the Sofei. But the Gemara says how he was Pashto. The Snan, the Tanya, the Chsiv, there's a Pasuk, there's a Mishnah, there's a Braisa, there's a Svara. Here nothing new is presented in the Gemara. No new stitch of evidence is presented. It was boy Rava, should I say A, should I say B? And then and he explains the both started. Should I say Kercha Kegufoi and Halacha Moshe Misina is Lahakel? Or should I say Kercha Lav Kegufoi and Halacha Moshe Misina is Lahakel? And the Gemara just concludes, Basa Debayo Hadar Pashta, Kercha Kegufoi and Halacha Moshe Misina is Lahakel. And it doesn't give any proof. So the Rosh asks, this is very unusual. What was the pshita's based on? So the Rosh comments that that's what the pshita was. Basa Debayo Hadar Pashta, that every halacha Moshe Misina always has to be lahakel. As we find by Sukkah, that the thrust of the Gemara always is there in Sukkah Davav. There was one suggestion in the Gemara otherwise, that even the Tana Reb Shimon also holds that Yeshem La Masoris. You really follow the Masoris. The Masoris says Basukas. Basukos, Sukkos is one, Sukkos is two. So main winyan the Sukkah, today winyan lidefana. So you start off the pasuk, sounds like it's telling me you need three defanas. Basoy hilchasu, comes to Halacha Moshe Misina, adds on that the fourth daifen, you need another daifen, mitam Halacha Moshe Misina, but that daifen, the ginuk, with revias, atilatav. So the Gemara gave that as one suggestion in Sukkah, but that was ignored somehow. That suggestion loses. Because over here, on Omer Aleph, on the base, and the rest of the sugya and sugya, nobody holds like that. So the thrust of the whole sugya in the Gemara is that halacha Moshe Misina is always lahakam. It's never lahakam. So the Rosh says that was the pshitas. Both of the bayo hada pashto, the pshitas of Rav and Baba Kama was that halacha Moshe Misina is always lahakil. The Balatanya has a whole drosha on this. That the Torah Shebichsav, Hopi Chasidus, I'm not sure what it means. Torah Shavasav was given the Midas Adin, and Torah Shavasav was given the Midas Achesed. And that's why Halacha Moshe Misina always has to be Lahakel. It can't be Lahakel. Because Halacha Moshe Misina is Torah Shavasav. Whatever. But that's, I just want to mention that. That's a famous Rosh. That people don't know anything else in Baba Kama, but that Rosh they know. But the Rosh says that Halacha Moshe Misina always has to be Lahakel. And he wants to prove it from the thrust, from the main thrust of the sugya. There was one line in Sukkah Davav Amaveis that says not so, but the main Hemshech HaSugya is not so. So the Halacha Moshe Misina always greita, is always detracting, always taking away. Then there's another famous, from all of these Gemaras, there's another one that's famous because Tosis makes a big fuss about it. Minayin Lerevi is done. This Tosis comments on the Gemara. There is a din that a mace, a dead body is metame, b'mago, b'maso, b'oyom. A human being, Yisrael, a Jew, Jewish dead body is metame, b'mago, b'maso, b'oyom. Mace yakum, a dead body from a goy, is metame, b'mago, b'maso, b'oyom, is a machloike satanai. Whether mace yakum, a metame, b'oyom. But a mace Yisrael is metame, b'mago, b'maso, u b'oyom. Oyhel, there are three kinds of oil. There are three kinds of oil. One kind of oil is Let's say there's a mace in a field, not in a building. There's a mace al pnei asoda, and I lean on top of the mace. So that's one kind of oil. I am mahil on top of the mace. Another kind of oil is if I'm sitting in the street and they carry a mace over my head. The mace is mahil on top of me. Those are the two ohels that are more serious. The more serious ohels. Some say that those are considered Torah Shebichsav ohel. And the third oil is Torah Shebal Peh. Whatever it is, the Gemara in Chulin says that those two kinds of oil are more serious. Then the third kind of oil is what we are familiar with, oil hamshocha, what the Achranim call oil hamshocha. I'm sitting over here and there's a dead body over there. So because there's a roof that goes both on top of me and on top of that dead body, that's also a tumas oil. That's a lower level of oil. That's not as chomer. The Gemara in Chulin has nafkaminis. That's not as chomer as the oil where I'm directly mahil on top of the mace, so the mace is mahil, they carry the mace directly on top of me. So there are three kinds of oil. I'm mahil on the mace is mahil on top of me, and what we call oil amshocha. There's one roof that goes both on top of the mace and on top of me. So bos heista, a mace is metame ba'oil. You have to have the whole mace. So the din is not kazayis min ha-mace. If you have besar ha-mace, so kazayis min ha-mace is metame. If you don't have flesh, if you don't have bos, you just have atzamas, then there are different dinim. Sometimes you have to have a lot of atzamas to be metame ba'oil. To be metame magamasa, you don't need so much. Okay. What about revi'is dam? So we all know that revi'is dam from a mace, if a person, let's say, donates blood to the Red Cross, that's revi'is dam and achai, that's not revi'is dam and amace. Or let's say if a person is bleeding to death, that's what the Gemara calls in the end of Nida, dam tavusa. He's bleeding to death, so some of the blood came out, most of the blood came out nechaim, and some of the blood came out lachamisa. So you have a tarubis of dam and achai, dam and amace. So there's a whole din in the Gemara about dam tavusa. It's a tarubis, so how do you treat it? But we're talking about dam and amace. We know the man is dead already, and after he died, then the dam comes out and amaze. So we know that the revi is dam and amaze is metami. Where do you get the sheer revius? So Rashi says, the Gemara says that the revius, the tiniest baby needs a grown adult, needs a lot of blood circulating in his circulatory system in order to keep him alive. And the smaller the person is, so the smaller the amount of blood that you need, you don't need so many pints of blood to keep the person alive. The tiniest baby that you can visualize, that can remain alive, needs a minimum of a revi'is dam. So that's where the Chachamim will kaveh the shir. Revi'is dam is the... So that's the shir, even if it's a big fat person who died, a gigantic big person who died, a revi'is of his dam, even though that person who died would have really needed several pints of blood to keep him alive. But that's not locha. Revi is dam, is the smallest amount for a baby, so that's the shear for everybody. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. What if the revi is dam is born mishnei mesim? What if you have a chatzi revi is from one mace? Reuben and Shimon are both dead. And after they're dead, then the blood starts to ooze out from the body. So you have a chatzi revi is from one mace, and a chatzi revi is from another mace, and they're both in an oil, in one corner of the oil, and I'm in the other corner of the oil. You have this oil, I'm shocked. So do you say that revi'is dam b'mo b'shnei mesim is also metami or not? So the Gemara says this should depend on the machloik, on the issue of yesh ein la mikro versus yesh ein la masores, because when the pasuk refers to that din, it says al kol nafshes meis lo yovel. It says the kohenim are not permitted to be metami la mesim. So doesn't that kol meis lo yovel? It says al kol nafshes meis. What's heis nafshes meis? The amount of blood that's needed to keep the person alive. That's a remiss to the din of revi'is dam. So that word nafshois, we pronounce it nafshois. When the Balkari lanes Kriyas HaTorah, when Mabe said, when you learn Chumash, you read, I'll call nafshois meis, lo yova the kohen or the kohen gadol, not allowed to be mitame to any mason. But the ksiv in the Chumash state nafshas ksiv. The ksiv, the way it's written in the Chumash, is chasavo. So the Gemara says, this is the Shaila, do you follow the Ksiv, do you follow the Kri, do you follow Yeshem Lamika, Yeshem Lamasaris? That phrase, Napshes Meis, is referring to the Revi'is Dama, Bom and Ameis. So what if it's Bom Mishnei Meis? So if you say Yeshem Lamikra, if you follow the Kri, so then it sounds like even if it's Bom Mishnei Meis, it's also Mitztaref to be Mitame Ba'oiho. And if you follow the Ksiv, it says Napshas Ksiv, the Ksiv state singular. So the revi'is dam has to come from one mace. If it comes from two mace, it's not metame. That's how it sounds from the Gemara. So Tosfos here is bothered with Akasha, and a few mesichtas that bother with this Kasha. Why should Rabbi Akiva has a machlokes here with the Chachamim? Why should the burden of proof be on Rabbi Akiva? It sounds like Rabbi Akiva has to come up with a pasuk to prove that the Revi is dam, Abon Mishnei Meisim, is mitztaref. Tosis Akasha, we have a Mishnah. Tosis tells it, it says in Tosis, there's a misprint. It says in Tosis that it's a Mishnah in Perikot Shemizbeach, which is in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. That's a mistake. It's in Me'ilo Daf Yud Zayin. It's not in Zvachim. There is no Perikot Shemizbeach in Zvachim. It's in Me'ilo. So in Me'ilo Daf Yud Zayin, there's a Mishnah that says that in order for things to be mitztarfim yachad, it has to be Shiureim Shavim and it has to be Shmaseim Shavim. Let's say, for example, they sell nevela in the A&P. If you buy meat in the A&P, that's not kosher, that's nevela. Let's say I buy my meats in the kosher butcher store. The kosher butcher store has, let's say, chelev. It's all geshachten, there's no isa nevela. But he traded the flesh, he removes chelev, he removes gidanashe, he removes things that you're not allowed to eat. So I'm not allowed to eat the flesh in the A&P because that's nevela. I'm not allowed to eat the chelev in the butcher shop because that's an isa chelev. Nevela is an isa lad and chelev is an isa koris. It's not exactly the same. But atzara shavu shabem, if you eat a kazayis of chelev or of nevela, you get malchus. So what if I eat a half a kazayis of chelev and a half a kazayis of nevela? So it's a machlokes hatanaim. Some tanaim hold isurim mitzar from zeh zeh. We don't pass like that. Sometimes I hold isa hetem mitzar from isa. One time I hold the more hetem mitzar from isa. We don't pass in hetem mitzar from isa. We don't pass in isurim mitzar from zeh zeh. We paskin, if you eat a half a gezeis of chelev and half a gezeis of nevela, you're not like it. Because it's only mitztarfim if it's shmoseim shogim, if it's shem echoy. Let's say if I have nevela from chicken, they have a chicken in the A&P that they didn't chef properly, then they have nevela from flesh that they didn't chef properly. So if I eat a half a gezeis of nevela from chicken, half a gezeis of nevela from flesh, that'll be mitztarfim then that either this is chicken and this is flesh and the flavor is totally different, and this is cooked and this is fried, a whole different way of cooking it. Doesn't make a difference. That's called shem echad. It's shem echad, it's mitztarfim. Sometimes you have shem echad and it's not mitztarfim because the shiurim are not the same. Chveis, where do you have an example where the shiurim are not the same? Achil and Shtia. Okay. The Mishnah has on Yom Kippur. It's the Mishnah says in Yume, let's say a person does malacha on Yom Kippur b'shoigeg. So he's chayv chatos. Let's say a person eats b'shoigeg on Yom Kippur. He's chayv chatos. Let's say the person ate and he drank, and he ate a lot and he drank a lot on Yom Kippur. He forgot that today was Yom Kippur. So he only has to bring one chatos because it's all shem echad. It's all shem echad, and he only mechuyev to bring one chatos. What if he ate a chatzi shir and he drank a chatzi shir? So the Mishnah says that they're not mitzvah from zemze, even though it's all shmaseim shavim, it's all one shame iser, of achilus shtir is one shame iser, but the Mishnah says it's ain shireim shavim. Because the shir for eating food on Yom Kippur is kosevis agasa, the shir for drinking on Yom Kippur is a maloy lugma. So since the shirim are not the same, so they're not mitzvah from zemze. Nor the Mishnah me'ila, daf yidzayin, daf shtein me'ila. Mishnah in Perikot Shemizbeach has it's a general din by tumen, by macholos asuris, that in order for the two chatzoy shir to be mitzvah has to be shirem shavim and has to be shmaseim shavim, has to be shem echad. So Tosis Frekta Kashe, Revi is dam habom in ameis. It doesn't matter whether the Revi is dam comes from a big, gigantic, fat person, 7 feet tall, 500 pounds, or a tiny little baby. The din is that it's a Revi is dam, and it's a tumas meis. It's all the same thing. So why does Rabbi Akiva, it sounds from the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva has to have a pasuk to prove that minayin the Revi is dam sheyotze mishnei meisim shemitami bo. How do you know that it's mitzaref even though it came from two meisim? Once you know that Revi is dam is mitame, so memele it should follow automatically that Revi is habo mishnei meisim should also be mitame. So the simple reading of the Brice is that the burden of proof is on Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva know that din that it's mitzaref if it's habo mishnei meisim? Because he holds yeshein la mikro. And you read the pasuk akol nafshos meis, even though the ksiv is nafshas, but the kri is nafshos. So nafshos means from two different meis. So that's a Tosis for Takash and a few mesichtas. Why does Rabbi Akiva need a pasuk? So Tosis comes to the conclusion that it's takanat true. Rabbi Akiva does not need a pasuk to prove that Revi is dam habam mishnei meisim is metame. Rabbi Akiva needs a pasuk to say that Revi is dam habam mishnei meis echod is metame. How do you know bechlal b'din that revi is dam and ames is metame? The pasuk only says that bisar ames is metame. What are you going to say that dam is included in basar? Whenever the Torah has a din of dam, is dam automatically included? So Tosfos has a whole argument. They prove that it's not. That dam is not bechlal basar. Whenever the chumash has a din about basar, dam is not a liquid form of basar. Dam is a different thing. Dam keeps the animal alive. Dam is not included in basar. Tosfos proves it. The punchline is from Psachim Daf Chavbeis, towards the bottom, towards the end of the Tosfos. They quote, there is a Gemara in Psachim. Well, the Gemara has a whole discussion about which macholos asuros are also asa b'hanor, and which are only asa b'achil and mutamanor. Chomitz b'pesach is weak paskin. Is asa b'achil or asa b'hanor? One time Rabbi Yitzhak Gudi, I think, said no. Chomitz b'pesach and mutamanor. Tamei al atzmech, hey, chomitz b'pesach asa b'hanor. But we paskin chomitz is asa b'hanor. Basa b'cholov, we paskin is asa b'hanor. What else? We don't have so many things this man has said that are asa b'hanor. Fly a kerem, orlo. Is also banor. A couple of things are also banor. Most of this around, no, we don't have. Seo nozir, petach hamor, rare. Huh? Abadizor, okay, Abadizor is common. Yeah, Abadizor we still have. So you have a couple of things are also banor. Most of the things are only also bachil and mutabanor. So the Gemara has a whole discussion, how do you know what's also banor, what's mutabanor? So the Gemara quotes Rabba Bo. No, Rabba Bo has a clause. Komokim shenema, whatever is also bachil should really be also banor, unless you have a pasuk to say otherwise. So the Gemara asks, well, let's see. The Gemara says, well, how about Gid Anoshe? Gid Anoshe is machloikis satanoim. With the Gid Anoshe is also banor, mutamanor. The Gemara has a machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Reb Shimon holds the Gid Anoshe is also banor, and the Chachamim holds that it's mutabanor. That's not interesting. And you're a day. What are they proofing this? What are they proofing the Zohar? The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon. The Gemara quotes Reb Shimon. The author of the Zohar is Reb Shimon. So what did he add? What did the Beis Yosef discover? that the Zohar says that Gidan Asher is Rasan Hanan. The Gemara says according to the Zohar it's Rasan Hanan. Reb Shimon's opinion, and he was outvoted in the Gemara. So why does it become more serious just because it appears also in the Zohar? So there's a whole discussion on that. But Mikir, I think we pass Gidan Asher's Mutabanot. So the Gemara says, how do you know? If you hold like Rabbi Bo's cloud that whatever is Asa Bachidu should also be Asa Bano, unless you have a favorite pasuk that says that it's Mutabano. So where is there a pasuk that says that it's Mutabano? Or let's say Chalev. Chalev says in the pasuk you're not allowed to eat Chalev, and the din is that Chalev is Mutabano. Well, Chalev is a favorite pasuk. It says Chalev Nevelu Chalev Trecha Yiyosan L'chol Malachom Yochol Losachlu. That's a favorite pasuk that you don't need any discussion on. But Gidan Asher, the Gemara asks. Gemara asks, how do you know the Gidan Asher is Mutabano? So the Gemara says, oh, like this. There's a pasuk that says that Nevela is Mutabano. It says, when you have a Nevela, Lager Asher B'Sherecha Tetnan B'Acholo, O Mochol Anochri. So it says, B'Feirish, that Nevela is Mutabano. So the Gemara says, Kishahutra Nevela. When the Torah says that the Nevela is Mutabano, it doesn't only go on the Bisar HaNevela, it goes on the whole dead body. Everything is included. Hakol, bakol, mikol, everything is included, including the Gidan Asher. So Kshutra Nevela, he the chelba of the Gida Hutra. The chelba of the Nevela is Mutabano, the Gidan Asher Nevela. The Gemara has all discussion, is that correct or not? Is that correct that Kshutra Nevela, he the Gida Hutra, the Gidan Asher is included? The Gemara on the same daf discusses, how do you know that Dam is Mutabano? The din is that Dam is also Bachila, but it's Mutabano. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that dam is mutabano? Maybe I should say Rabbi Bo's klal from Mokum Shenem or Yochel Osof Nosof Echad Yisra Achila Echad Yisra Anor Mashma. So the Gemara has a Yalfusa from a pasuk. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that dam is mutabano. It's only Osof Achila. So Taisus is bothered with Akasha. Taisus here in Himsachim is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Gemara have to come up with a new marker to prove that dam is mutabano? Zog is all the pasuk. Kishuach and Neveilo. Everything is included. So the dam is included. When the Torah says the nevela has dam also. So when the Torah says that the nevela, lagira shavashirachet, not of achala, mochala nochri, that nevela is only also bachila, but it's muta bahano, so shouldn't that also include that the dam of the nevela is muta bahano? Why does the Gemara have to go fish for a new pasuk? So Taisa says, Araya from that Gemara Msochim, that dam is not bechlal bosu. When the Chumash speaks of that nevela, it means bisar hanevela. The blood that circulates in the system, in the body, that keeps the animal alive, that's not included in the word nevela. The word nevela refers to the besar hanevela. The word nevela includes gidan oshav nevela. The Gemara says, if you hold yesh begidim in oisim tala, if you hold that gid is included in basar. The Gemara says, if you hold gidan oshav ein begidim in oisim tala, if you hold that gid is not considered basar, so then gidan oshav is not included in the word nevela. So Taisa says, you see from the Gemara Mzachim, the dam is not the chlavos. Taisus has a pilpul back and forth, back and forth. And they find these big taisus. The same taisus appears in Psochim on Rav Chabes, and they finally come to the conclusion that dam is not the chlavos. So when the Chumash says that a dead body is metame, when Yisrael dies, when a nochri dies, when Yisrael dies, a dead body is metame, we would not have known when you say mace is metame means besar hamace is metame. Atzmas HaMeis is a different din. When are the Atzmas Metame, when not? When you say Kazayis Min HaMeis is Metame means Bisar HaMeis. How do you know that Dam Min HaMeis is Metame? So Taisa says you wouldn't know on your own based on a Svar that Dam is included in Basa. No, there is no such klal. Dam is not Bechal Basa. Dam is not included. So Rabbi Akiva really needs a Pasuk not so much to prove that Revi is Dam Habo Mishnei Meisim is Metame. If he would have known the din that Revi is Habo Mimeis Echad is Metame, would have known that kol shishirim shavim, mishmasim shavim. I'm starfim. I have had, let's say, kazayis bisar, kazayis nibsar hameis is metame. So let's say we cut off a half a kazayis from one meis and a half a kazayis from another meis. Let's say they cut off a tiny, tiny sliver of flesh from 100 different meisim, and they have such a big room, and on every table, let's say they're making an experiment in a university, whatever, medical school, and each student has a mashahu of bisar hameis that he has to experiment on. Such a big room, and everybody, all the mashahus put together, add up to a kazai. So the din is that it's matami boyo, they don't have to be all piled up together. You can have one mashahu in that corner, every table has a tiny mashu. All the mashahus of bisar hameis add up together to a kazai. So the din is that it's mitztaref l'tame.
So that's what Tosfos says over here. If I would have known that the din is that Revi is dam and ames is metame, I would have known that Revi is habo mishnei mesim is also metame. I don't need a pasuk to prove that. I need a pasuk to prove that Revi is metame. Who says bechlal that dam is metame? Dam is not bechlal basar. In general, you say dam is not bechlal basar. So Rabbi Akiva needs a pasuk to tell me that Revi is dam and ames is metame. Once he knows that, so the middle of Revi is dam, habo mishnei mesim is metame. The burden of proof is on those who disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Why should anybody say Revi is dam, habo mishnei mesim is not metame? So they have to come up with a yalfusa. So their yalfusa is Yeshem Lamasores, and it says Nafshastiv. Nafshast singular, Akzeris Akosiv has to be Abomi Mesechot. If Revi is dam, habo mishnei mesim, it's not metame. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to have Yeshem la mikro to prove nafshos that Abba Mishnei Mesim is metame. He just needs a pasuk to prove that Revi is dam and ames is metame. Once he knows that, so a tipas dam from one mace and a tipas dam from another mace. If you have 100 mesim and all the droplets of blood add up together, shit. So that's metame. That's mitzar from yach, just like besar hamace. A little amashu from everybody's mitzar. That's what Taisa says. It's very not the mashma. In the Loshon of the Brayson. The Brayson says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, again, three lines from the bottom. Minai in the Revi is dam shiyotze mishnei mesim shenetami ba'oihel shenemar. So Taisa says, no, that's not what it means. It means, minai in the Revi is dam hayotze min hameis shenetami shenemar. Mimele, once the Revi is dam is metamis, and mimele, bo mishnei mesim is also metamis. A very not b'mashma. So that's why it's interesting zach over here. Pe echod, a whole group of achroinim, Galitziana, Litvish, from across the board, Toilashe, they all came up with the same teretz with the same rivet. They all said the Chazanish has and the Stipala has and the Radzina Rebbe has in a sefer on Aholos, the Radzina and the Chassidish Rebbe has and the Migdash Dovin has and a few other Gdolim, quite a few, around 10 Gdol Achronim, all come up with the same mindfall. They all quote the Ravid in Hilchas Tumas Meis, where the Ravid writes the following. If you have Kazayas min ha-meis, is metame, we gave a mashal before, let's say it's a medical school and they give each student a tiny little mashahu, a basa min ha-meis to do work on. The din is that the basa min ha-meis is also banot. You're not allowed to do work on it, unless it's from Meisei Yakum. Meisei Yakum, strictly speaking, on muta banot. Shulchan Aruch says you should be machmir. Not to get on off from Eisei Yaakum, so the contemporary Paskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say that that's only a Chumr Midirabbana. It doesn't say in the Gemara, it's a later Chumr Midirabbana, it's a B'mokah Mitzvah, if they're going to medical school, Kamen Epsha Mekel's not. But let's say it's Meisei Yisrael, so that's the Allah, Meisei Yisrael Arasa Bano. See, not allowed to use it for experimentation or to learn anything from it. So let's say, what's the din? You have a Kazayis Min Ameis, but it's not B'mokah Mechel. On each table there's a tiny mashu, and each mashu comes from a different mace, from 100 different mason. So that's the halacha, it's mitztarif. It's all in one room, one roof on top. That's oil hamshacha. It's one roof on top of all of the mashu huyin, and one roof on the same roof on top of us. And we're all mitami boihel because of all these mashu huyin mitztarif. What about the reviz dam habomin ames? What if there's a drop of blood on every table? So the ravid says siken zayin from one mace. It's not mitzvah. The Revi is dam has to be all together. And the Ravid interprets a Mishnah like that. The Revi is dam has to be all together. It's not the same. And he gives you a Hezber. The Hezber that he gives, the Achronim say it over in a different language. They say the same Hezber, but they say it in a different language. Just to use the Ragat Shava has coined his own terms. A lot of times. He made up his own terminology. So the Ragat Shaveh has also an expression that applies over here. He says that sometimes you have a shir mitztaref and sometimes you have a shir nekudet. For example, let's say I eat non-kosher food. I go to the A&P and I buy flesh and I eat nevela. So I'm eating nevela. It's an avera. Chatzi shir is asman atar. But in order to get malchus, the halacha requires you have to eat a kazayis man on nevela. So what do you say if he ate less than the kazayis? He didn't eat nevela. It has a shame nevela. He just didn't eat enough. So he called that, he coins the term, that's a shir mitztaref. You just have to eat a little more in order to have ein achilat chusim kazayis. You have to have a full kazayis. But sometimes he needs a shir, he calls it a shir nekudet. If you don't have the kashir, it's considered as if you don't have the chefza over there. Let's say by mikveh he discusses, if you have less than aboim soba mikveh, what's the vote? You say it's a mikveh but it's not kosher, What do you say? No, it's not called a mikveh. A drop of water is not called a mikveh. So maybe anything less than Abayim Sur lacks a shame mikveh. Or should I say, no, it has a shame mikveh, but it's not kosher for tefillah purpose, and it gives nafkaminis la'alocha in this shayla. So here, that's how the Rav Chaim also has this teretz on Tosfos Kashya. All the Gedolim from the same tkufa have the same teretz. So they say that's what the Ravid is talking about. Kazayis min ameis, even less than a kazayis. Ameis is ameis, yishtam, ameis is mitame. But the halacha says that you have to have a kazayis. It's a sheer mitzvah if you have to have so much. If we have a mashahu on each of 100 tables, and it's all under one oil, an oil amshocha, and we're all under the same oil, so all 100 mashahuyin on the stock and yachad, from 100 different mason, on 100 different tables, and we're all tummy to masoil. But revi is dam in ameis, the Ravid writes, the word is that revi is dam keeps the smallest baby alive. The tiniest baby needs a minimum of revi is dam in order to stay alive. So the revi is called a nefesh. Less than a revi is, not only you don't have the shear, felt and shame nefesh. If you have less than a kazayis ben ameis, it is meis. It's just you don't have the kashir. The halacha says you need a kashir. But by the revi is dam, if you don't have the full revi is, felt in the shame nefesh. So the Ravid says halacha lemaisa, there's already a difference. That the revi is dam has to be over makom echad. You can't have in one cup a half a revi is, and the other cup another half a revi is. Have on 100 tables a drop, and altogether it'll be equal to revi is. The Ravid says it won't be mitzaref. The basam and ameis will be mitzaref, and the revi is dam and ameis will not, because you need, it's a shir nekuda, to use the language of the Ragachav. You have to have it all together, then it should have a shame revi is. It should have the shame nefesh. Have the shame nefesh. So that's what all of the Achrayim say. The burden of proof is really on Rebbe Akiva over here. You cannot apply that Mishnah Me'ilah. Kol she tumasa b'shira shavim mitzarek mizem zeh. Here you're talking about constituting a shein nefesh. So if you get a chatzi revius from one mace and a chatzi revius from a different mace, why should that be mitzarek to call it one nefesh? Sof it didn't come from one nefesh. It came from two different dead bodies. So the Svara Chitzana really should have dictated that it should not be mitzvah from Yaha. So that's where Rebbe Akiva has to have a postik. Minayin, how do I know? Revi is dam, shiyotze, mishnei mason. What Taisa says is also correct. You have to have a postik, you have to dig up a postik somewhere. You have to find a postik somewhere that says that dam is mitameh. Just because basar is mitameh doesn't necessarily follow that dam is mitameh, because dam is not mitzvah basar. Dam is not included in basar. So that's one point, you have to dig up a pasuk. But Rabbi Kiva needs another pasuk here to tell me the revi is habon mishnei meisim is metame. It doesn't follow logically just because I have already established the revi is menameis is metame, so a chatzi revi is from one meis, chatzi revi is from another meis would be mitarfim. No! Because the whole word over here is that it's a shir nekuda, that it has a shein nefesh. How can you call it a nefesh if it's from two different dead bodies? So that's what Rabbi Kiva needs the yafusa to prove that it is mitarfim. That's how the Achrayim say. Tosfos does not say like that. That's how quite a group of Gedolei Achrayim say that the Faran for Tosfos Kashya, and they all quote that Ravid in Perek Vav and Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Ravid writes like that. Halacha lemaisa, that there's a difference between a revi is dam and ameis, as opposed to the kazayis basa. The kazayis basa does not have to be b'makom echod, and the revi is dam has to be all b'makom echod, nor is that it should have a shame nefesh. This Tosfos, a Tosfos proof from the Gemara in Sochem Dav Chavei, is that dam is not the chabasar, is relevant halacha lemaisa. The story is told that when Rav Chaim married off one of his children, he didn't want to invite Rav Lezer Telzer for political reasons. He loved him very much, but I think if I'm not mistaken, you have to check by the Telzer. I think the story goes, Rav Lezer Telzer felt that the Aguda should publish a newspaper, Rav Chaim Helder should not publish a newspaper, so he didn't want to invite him for political reasons. So Rav Lezer Telzer wanted to go to the wedding, though he didn't want to be excluded. So he came to that village where the wedding was taking place. I don't remember which one of the children Rav Chaim was. He came to the village and he came uninvited to the wedding. And he gave Shalom Aleichem to Rav Chaim, and he said he assumed that the reason why Rav Chaim didn't send him, and it wasn't true, Chaim didn't send him had a reason why. So he assumed the reason why he didn't send him an invitation is because the halacha is you don't invite a person to eat by your suit if you know he's not going to eat anyway. So he knew he was going to send a letter to Telz, he was going to travel from Telz. But if the Brisker Rav would have known that I'm going to be in town anyway, he certainly would have invited me. So I came uninvited. So Rav Chaim was mechaber him to be Masari Kiddushin. He considered him the greatest Oyev Torah of the generation. That's how they tell the story. So when Rav Lezer tells that went back to tell, he said that they should stop laughing at the Brisker. They used to laugh at each other. The Brisker used to laugh at the way the Telz learned, the Telz used to learn the way the Brisker learned. Each one thought that they had the secret to the truth. So when Ablazer tells him, went back, he said, the Brisker Rav really knows how to learn, and they should stop making fun of him. Why? He said, a Shaila came up, Halacha L'Maista, and Rav Chaim Brisker knew how to pass from Halacha. What was the Shaila? They didn't have a caterer who cooks all the food for 700 people for a wedding. Every balabasta accepted upon himself to cook five chickens, whatever they could possibly cook. So they put all the chickens together, everything together. When they made the big weddings, everybody brought. So one balabasta who was cooking the chickens in her home had purchased also, when she went to the butcher store, she had purchased some flesh for her cat. Whenever they had a trefah, whenever they shefted an animal, they would check the rate. They'd find out it was a trefah, so the yidin couldn't buy it. So they'd either sell it to goyim, or the yidin would buy it to give it to the cat. So this balabasta had the flesh for the wedding. She bought for the wedding. And then there was a little flesh, chicken flesh, whatever it was, that was to feed the cat. The maid didn't realize that that was the trefah flesh. So the maid threw the flesh into the pot together with the kosher flesh. And somehow there was a shaila of a suffix shishim. They weren't sure whether there was shishim in the pot against the treif of flesh or not. So that was the shaila. So Rav Lezer tells, came back to tell us, Chaim Brisker Rav really knows how to learn. A shaila came up and he passed from Allah. So the Chachamim and tells this, Rav Lezer tells him, tell us the shaila and we'll tell you what the pesach is. So he told them the shaila. So they said, it's enough in a din and yeridaya. Flesh and flesh is mimimina. So the whole need for shishim is only with the rabbanan. The need for shishim is only with atara if you have mimishena mina, because we pass and the tamkik is the rice. But if it's all mimimina, so the need for shishim is only with the rabbanan. So if you have a suffix shishim, so go look cool. So now for the season shulchan, beginning of simin tzadik ches. So Ablazer tells us that, is that all? So they said, oh, they're going to think already what the great pictures of Rav Chaim Brisker was. So they thought, and they said, on the stomach he came up with the following iluyas, that all of the flesh that they're going to eat for the wedding, they salt it, so they removed all of them. The flesh they're going to feed to the cat, so they don't have to salt it. So Mestama, there was dam in that piece of flesh. So the dam is already min m'shena minoi with the rest of the flesh. And min m'shena minoi is tam kikr, so you need shishim and atayra. So if you need shishim and atayra, you have a suffix shishim, so a suffix shishim is l'chumra. You have to be machmatasa. So that's what they said. But then they said, so Rav Lezer tells us, said, is that all? So they thought, they said, no, that's cheshbon is wrong, because dam should bishla. We pass from the Shulchan Aruch that when is there an Isser on dam, the araisa, only if it's dam shaloi bishla. Dam should bishla, once it was cooked, it's not roi lezrik al gavi ha-mizbech, if it would have made a carbon. So the mele, dam should bishla is only an Isser de Rabbanon. So it's right that it's only an Isser de Rabbanon. So you're only dealing with an Isser de Rabbanon. So you can't say it's a sveika de araisa lechum. So Ablazer tells us, said, is that all? So they said, they were thinking, and said, yeah, that's all. So he said, Abdem Dafn Zayn Briskerok. So he said, Abchaim Nagizok, when they were working out the Cheshmer, Abchaim said that the Aloch of Dam Shebishloi is the Rabbanon, that's only when you're dealing with the Yisid Dam. But here where the chicken or the flesh was trefer, so not only is there an Yisid Dam, there's an Yisid trefer. So when you cook the Dam, that doesn't remove the Yisid trefer. The dam shadishloi makes it that there's no isa dam in atar, the isa dam is only with the rabban, but there's still going to be an isa trefa. So there's an isa trefa, and it's mimishay namino, you need shishim in atayra, and it's a suffix shishim is lechum. So they started to scream right away, the Telz started to scream, but the Tosfos says in Psachim and in Sanhedrin that dam is not bechlal basar, that dam only has an isa dam. If dam would be bechlal basa, there would be an isa nevela, there would be an isa trefa on the dam. But Tosfos proves it from the Gemara Psachim. The dam is not bechlal basa. So Rav Lezer tells us, said, but Rav Chaim said it, they screamed at him also. And he explained that there's no dimyan. That Tosfos is only talking about nevela. And this case was the case of the Trefa, and it's not the same. See, Tosfos talks on the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chabes. Kishutra Nevela, the Gemara never said he the Dama Hutra. The Gemara says Kishutra Nevela, he the Chelba Vegida Hutra. Because Chelb is Bechlal Basar, and Gid Anosha may not be Bechlal Basar. The Gemara says, depending, if the old Yesh Begidin Benoisetam, if Gid Anosha tastes like Basar, if it's Basar, so the Gid Anosha is Bechlal Basar. It's Bechlal Nevela. If Gid ain't the Gid Benoisetam, if Gid is like Eitz B'Yama, so then you can't say Kishutra Nevela, he the Gida Hutra. That's how the Gemara says himself. So Tosfos proves, why didn't the Gemara say Kshutra Nevela he v'Dama Hutra? Is a right that Dam is not Bechlal Basar. So Rab Chaim said, when they asked him, this Tosfos, he said, Tosfos only says it by Nevela. Because by Nevela, you can only ask the Dam if he said that Dam is Bechlal Basar. But if you have an animal that's a trefor, here the Maaseh Shai was, they shechted a stomach, a behemoth, they shechted a behemoth, and then they checked the ray, and then later on they realized that the animal was a trefor, for a while. For a couple of days, for a couple of weeks, for a couple of months. So let's say I have a cow that's a trefa, and it gives off milk. So the milk is awesome. A yotzei min aser is awesome. But if you have an animal that's a trefa and it keeps on manufacturing dam, so the dam that's developed in the body of the trefa is lebora from the cholov. A yotzei min atrefa. The dam of the trefa is a yotzei min aser. You don't have to ask, let's say if you have a cow that's a trefa, so you're not allowed to drink the milk. Why? You say that the milk is bechlal basar? Of course not. The milk is milchik and the basar is fleshik. It's not because the milk is included in basar. There's a din, hayotzim and hasar is asar. So Mishnah, if you have an animal, and you have a trefa bird, and it develops beitzim, bas hayana, if you have beitzim, so iftomi. An oiftomi develops beitzim. Or a behemoth develops, behemoth trefa, or a behemoth tmeo develops milk. So the milk that develops is the yotzei min aser. It doesn't have to be aser because it's bechlal basar. It's not bechlal basar. A yotzei min aser is aser. By nevela, you can't have such a thing of a yotzei min aser. Kolzman, the animal was alive. It's not a nevela. After it dies, it's not manufacturing any dam anymore. So by nevela, you can't have that dam is aser because of yotzei min aser. So the only way you can ask a dam is if you'll say that dam is included, bechlal basar. So that's what Tosfos proves in the Gemara. Dam is not bechlal basar. But this Maisa Shahoya wasn't an Avela. Here the Maisa was, it was a Trefa. So Rab Chaim was Mechadesh that the dam that's developed by the animal while it's alive, while it's a Trefa, is like Gora from the Cholov that's developed while the animal is a Trefa. So that's a Yotzim and Osam. Now, Locha, that Dam Shadishla is only the Rabbanon, that only means that the Issa Dam is the Rabbanon. The Issa Dam, the Araisa goes off, but it doesn't take off the Issa Yotzim and Osam. If you have Dam, that's Osam because of Yotzim and Osam is Osam. So that's going to remain in Issa Deraisa, even if you cook it. So that was the story that they tell over there. Rav Leizer tells it was very nispoil from the Psak of Rav Chaim, the way he knew how to figure out a Psak halacha lemaisa. I heard over this story from different people. Them is the whole cheshbon shteitim prima godim, from the beginning to the end. Prima godim has a checklist. It's called Hanhogas Hashol VaHanishol. In the beginning of Baruch Chaim, the beginning when they have the psicha of the Prima Godim. So he has Hanhogas Hashol VaNishol. When someone comes to the Rav with a shaila, what should he ask? He makes sure that one who brings the shaila, the chicken, should be a bar mitzvah. If he's before bar mitzvah, so he won't be naman to tell his mother back whether the chicken was ksheira or trefa. And if it's Pesach and it's a shaila of chametz, it's going to be muktzah to have a makam miyuchah. And then he has all the dinim. Is it ben yom? Is it ena ben yom? Is it nesin tam lo shvach? Is it nesin tam lo gam? All the dinim. Is it safik shishim? Is it mim ben mina? Is it mim sheni mina? Goes through everything. And then he goes through this also. He says the dam shebishla is only the rabbanon. But he says b'med b'mamurim, if it's dam from a kosher animal, if it's dam from a trefo, it's yotzim and aser. And Tosfos is no tushta because Tosfos talks about nevela and he's talking about trefo. So the whole thing from the beginning to the end, everything shteik the three lines in the Prima Godim. He says on the checklist when they come with the shaila, this is what you should ask. I don't know, apparently Rav Leizer tells it wasn't, maybe Rav Chaim knew the Prima Godim, huh? Maybe Rav Leizer tells it didn't know the Prima Godim, I don't know. But that's what he was in spoil from Rav Chaim's koyach of analyzing, like the Prima Godim's koyach of analyzing, that he knew how to fast in Lamita Shal Torah. That the Tosfos only says that dam is not the chlal basar when you're dealing with an avela. But if you're dealing with a trefa, it doesn't have to be dam the chlal basar. The dam will be also because of yotzim and also. It will be an Issa Deraisa of Yotzim and Osam. That's a famous Tosfos. Tosfos has this comment on the Gemara. There's another line in Tosfos here that's very important. that the Achrayim chapter Tesis a little bit. They're not fully convinced that Tesis is right. Tesis has this klal from the Mishnah in where it has the misprint, where it says Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. We should say Me'ila Daf Yud Zayin. So there's a sefer on Me'ila, the Keren Oira, has a running commentary on Me'ila. Me'ila is a very shvera mesichta. The Rashi on Me'ila is not by Rashi, and the Tesis on Me'ila is not by Tesis. Full of mistakes. They're both very shvera. And a professor Schreiber from the seminary passed away already, published the sefer Shnei Perushim Kadmoinim. On Me'ila, he published the Ksav Yad of the Rebbe of Rashi. And Rashi always quotes from his Rebbe. So he found the Ksav Yad that seems to be the Rebbe of the pseudo Rashi. And Tesis also quotes from their Rebbe. So he found the Rebbe of the Tesis. All four are shvera. The two Rabbein with the Rashi with Tesis, the whole thing is shvera. So the Keren Oira always starts off with the Rashi and he shows a million kashas, with the Tesis a million kashas, and he tries to reconstruct a pshat in the Gemara. He always rejects Rashi and Tesis. He tries to fish the Rambam and the Ravid. He tries to give him pshat. So there's a long, the Sefer Keren Oira Me'ila is not such a big nesichta, but the Keren Oira has so much to say because he has to reject everything that Rashi and Tesis on the daf, and he has to reconstruct a posh pshat in the Gemara. So there's a long Keren Oira on that daf, on Daf Yud Zayin, where the Keren Oira quotes, interesting, Keren Oira is a pilpul sefer on the Mesichta. He doesn't go alach al maisa. He quotes the Shabbos Tshuvas from Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, what's called the Shari Ephraim, from the Shari Ephraim. So he quotes the Shari Ephraim and he says that in another place in his Chibur, he also wrote like the Shari Ephraim, is maskim to Dingzach with the Tesis over here. Tesis writes that the only time it's called Shireim Shavim, in order for two things to be mitzarfim, it has to be Shmoseim Shavim and it has to be Shireim Shavim. We gave a marshal, let's say the person eats the half a kazayis of Nevela, he buys meat from the AMP, half a kazayis of Nevela, then he buys chela from the butcher's store, half a kazayis of chela, which is not Nevela. So we pass them that they're not mitzarfim Zemza, even though the Shir is kazayis both for the chela and for the Nevela, but it's not Shmoseim Shavim. And even if it would be Shmoseim Shavim, let's say Achilah Shti on Yom Kippur, it's not Shireim Shavim. Because the Shir for Achilah is Kosevus Agasa on Yom Kippur, and the Shir for Shtia is Maloy Lugma. Different Shirs. It has to be, in order for two things to be Mitzar from Yachad, for Tumah and for Yisra Achilah, for anything, has to be Shmoseim Shavim and has to be Shireim Shavim. So what about, let's say, Achilah Shti, Macholos Asuris. Let's say you have Macholos Asuris in a liquid form and in a solid form. So let's say the chveis, let's say basa b'cholos. I don't know. Let's say basa b'cholos. If I cook flesh and milk, so the flesh is an isa basa b'cholos and the milk is an isa basa b'cholos. What would the shear be? You have to look up the din of Rama. So offhand, without looking up, the din may be, may not be, the din l'chari should be that the shear for the flesh should be kazayis and the shear for the milk should be revised. So let's say the guy will eat a half a kazayis of flesh and a half a kazayis of milk. The flesh is basa b'cholov and the milk is basa b'cholov. It's shein echad. The same shein isa. But the shear is not the same, Taisa says, because in order to be called shireim shavim, has to be the shear is revius for everything and the shear is kazayis for everything. So Taisa says, if one is kazayis, one is revius, that's called ein shireim shavim. That's one line in this Taisa. The Feirish. And they have a Yerushalmi like that. A Mishnah with a Yerushalmi towards the end of the Taisa. That if one is kazayis, one is revius, that's called ein shireim shavim. So the Shari Ephraim, that itself is unusual. That the Keren Oira quotes a sefer Shailos HaTshuvos. That's Pella number one. And then he quotes Shari Ephraim, Ben Galatiana. He lived by the Litvaks and Gansen. The whole thing is unusual. So he quotes from the Shailos HaTshuvos Shari Ephraim, and he's masking with this to Dingzach with the Taisus. He thinks a svara to say that if you have two things, one is all the same din, but one is kazayis, one is revius, because one is a maichal, one is a mashke, he thinks that maybe that's called shireim shavim. How could it be shireim shavim if this is kazayis, this is revius? Because Tosfos quotes a gemara here from Shabbos, the beginning of the Tosfos, they quote from Shabbos daf ayin zayin, a svara that a revius of dam is the same as kazayis of basar, because if you let the revius dam congeal, yachal likroish v'lamayid al-kazayis. Let's say when you have water and you make ice cubes out of it, so it's going to expand, it'll take up more room. But if you have blood and it congeals, it takes up less room. So if you have a revius, the revius is beitzo machzo. A revius is the volume of an egg and a half. A kazayis is less than a beitzo. Gezeit ide chatzi beitza shlish beitza. Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam in 2 days and Magen Avraham Shulchan Aruch. Much less. A kazai is much less than a revius. But if you have a revius of a dam and you want to convert it into a solid, it'll congeal to become much smaller than the volume of the beitza machza. It'll be yochal likrish v'vamen al kazai. So the achrayim want to say, the kerenoyer with the shari Ephraim, they want to say asvara that if you have a kazayis with a revius, maybe that's called shir echot. Because when you're dealing with a liquid, if you want to convert the liquid into, if you want to translate the shir of a liquid into terms of a solid, every revius equals a kazayis.
Only by dam.
Only by dam. That's the time of the fact is not correct. It's only by dam, by other mashkin it's not. But you have the Beis Yosef in Yeridei, quotes up the Tashita from Rishonim like this, applies it even to soup. When you're calculating shishin, let's say, you have a pot of liquid soup, vegetable soup, all liquid, and a piece of nedela flesh falls in. So if you have shishin, you assume it's bottle of shishin. So how do you calculate shishin? So the Beis Yosef quotes a day from the Ra'or that since liquids are always much more than solids, so you don't measure by volume. The kazayas of nevela that fell in has to be treated as if a revius of liquid fell in. So you got to have up as 4 times shishin. A wild cheetah, we don't pass it like that. A wild cheetah like that. So this is what the Shari Ephraim, the Ashtarka, a murderous tanya that you have. But this is what the Shari Ephraim and the Kerenura, one of the things that Tyson said to Farish, that if you have 2 things that are shame echod, and the liquid has a sheer revius, and the solid has a sheer kazayis, there will not be mitzvah because it's ain't sheer emshav. So they want the things that they say, but theoretically the sheer should be the same. Even though the maisa it's not the same, since theoretically, yochel likrish v'lam al kazayis, maybe they should have the same sheer. There's an esek halacha maisa by us, it hardly ever comes up, but what does come up is the following. Let's say a person has a little bit of tea and a little tiny cookie. He had a chatzi revius of milk, let's say a chatzi revius of milk or whatever, soda, and a chatzi kazayis of a cookie altogether. So the Magen Avraham discusses the topic. Does he say a bracha achrayin or not? Magen Avraham has like this. Let's say a person ate a chatzi kazayis. If he eats a kazayis of a cookie, say, Allah Mechir. If he eats a kazayis of chocolate chips, to say, Bar Nefashos. He ate a cookie with chocolate chips that has a kazayis, but it doesn't have a kazayis of flour. It has a kazayis, including the sugar, and including the flavor, including hakol, bakol, nikol, everything all together. So what should he do? So the Magen Avraham says, so you say bar nefashos? Magen Avraham says, say bar nefashos. One could have argued, so what kind of bar nefashos? Since when do you say bar nefashos on a cookie? So he says, no, a cookie also deserves a bar nefashos, except it deserves more than a bar nefashos. It really deserves ala mitzvah. So if you have eaten the kazayis, a half part of that kazayis is a chamesh esmine dogon, which really deserves to have ala michya. And the other part of the kazayis is a sugar or chocolate chips that only deserve a bar nefashos. So the Magen Avraham says, halacha l'maise, say bar nefashos. So what if the fella has a half of a kazayis of a cookie and a half a kazayis of soda, a half a kazayis of milk? So the Magen Avraham, or half a revius of milk. So the Magen Avraham says, no, there can't be mitzvah from Yachad because ain't shirayim shavim. And he quotes this Taisus, halacha l'maaseh. The Taisus interprets the Mishnah with the Gemara, with the Yerushalmi, that if one of the shir is kazayis and one of the shir is revius, even though bar nefashos is the same thing. When you eat and you drink, you say bar nefashos. The din is shem echad, but it's not shirayim shavim. Here the shir is kazayis, here the shir is revius, there wouldn't be mitzvah from Yachad. These achrayim are not so convinced. This Shari Ephraim with the Keren Ayra, they want to ding zich with Taisus halacha ma'aseh. They're not so convinced. They think that maybe, since sometimes, it's not always true, the facts are not always true, but since theoretically a revius of mashkin is considered as if it's a translation, as if it's a conversion, you have a conversion table. Every revius of mashkin is considered as if it's converted from a kazayis of echel, so maybe that's called shirayim shavim. Shaila halacha l'maaseh. You know where else you have this? In Hilchas Kiddush. It says when you say Kiddush, the din is hamavarch tzarach sheyitam. So the Gemara says, how much do you have to drink? So it says, you have to drink a maloy lugma. So what if you don't have one person drinking the whole maloy lugma? What if 2 people? I'll drink a half a maloy lugma and you'll drink a half a maloy lugma. So the Mechaber has a machloikin. Can you be mitzaref in Hilchos Shabbos? The Mechaber quotes in Machlokes Rishonim. Can you be mitzaref a half a Malay Lugma for one person and a half a Malay Lugma from another person? Why? It's like a shir nekuda. It's not a shir mitzvah. A Malay Lugma is a shir of Yisubi Daita. So what should I have to say? Half a Malay Lugma from him. Half a Malay Lugma. He didn't have a Yisubi Daita. He didn't have a Yisubi Daita. So you're saying zero and zero and zero. There's nothing tied up together. So there's room to argue that it should not be mitzvah. But the Mechaber quotes one shita that it is mitzvah. Usually under the chuppah, the chasen kala nekom. The chasen usually doesn't drink maloy lugmav, and the kala doesn't drink maloy lugmav. It's usually together. The bekoisha they drink. The chasen has a little sip, and the kala has a sip. Together they drink maloy lugmav. So by the chasen, it's usually mekel to be mitzvah of the maloy lugmav from two people. So I remember once, we were learning these dinim. So I remember Abar Lichnitzin asked Rabbi Yosha Ber, but how can it be? The Mishnah says maloy lugmav depends on each person individually. It depends how big his mouth is. If he has a bigger mouth, so it's a bigger maloy lugma. If he has a smaller mouth, it's a smaller maloy lugma. So how can it be the same? So remember, Rav Soloveitchik said, no, that's called shirem shavim, because the shir theoretically is the same. I lament it practically, the way you measure it is different. Each person has a different size mouth. But since it's the abstract shir is the same, so that's called shirem shavim. That's similar to what these acharonim are trying to say over here. They say, avada, revias, and kazayas are not the same. But they're trying to say, the Kevinari with the Sharif Ram, they're trying to say that since theoretically the Shir of Kazayis and the Shir of Vias is basically the same, it's a conversion between one and the other, so that should also be considered Shir Eim Shom. Now Shaila, Taisus holds that it's not correct. Taisus holds Shir Eim Shom has to be both Kazayis or both Revias. It's a different Shir, it's called Eim Shir Eim Shom. Okay, we'll stop here. I believe that the next week we'll continue in the Gemara of Aitam. The Chaya Yodam wrote a Sefer Chochmas Odom and Chelek Yeridei, and he has a separate Sefer that's called Shari Tzedek and Halachas Hatluyas Boris and all the mitzvahs Hatluyas Boris. A separate Sefer. It's available in all the stores. So in the end of the Sefer, he raises a question which is very common Shaila Bizman Hazeh, one of the points of Machlokes in all the Jewish families. There is a din of Kibud Aviyim. And there is a mitzvah to go move to Eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah of Aliyah. What do you do when there's a conflict between the Kibbutz Aviyim? The parents live in America and they want to have the children near them. They should be able to get Hanor from the children. And then the children want to move to Eretz Yisrael. They want to make the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Chayei Odom is not sure what the din is. He's mesupik. Whether the din of Kibbutz Aviyim doesn't apply when the children want to perform a mitzvah, and the parents try to hold them back from performing the mitzvah. But on the other hand, the whole mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael only applies when it's within reason. Let's say, today's Sedra says, Vahira Barat, Vahira Avram Mitzrayim, Kichovin Horo, the Eretz Kinah. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Raman quotes the Halacha, that whenever there's a famine in Eretz Yisrael, whenever life will be absolutely miserable, so you're not b'chayiv to live in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say a person's living in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to learn in a yeshiva in America. And they don't have a... They have yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. On Ashir yeshivas, every corner in Yerushalayim has another yeshiva. But they don't have this style of learning. He wants to learn in Lakewood Duck. He wants to learn in YU, whatever. They don't have such a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So we say, La'aloche, Mokam Shaliba Chafetz. Even though there are Kami yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, if he wants Dafke to learn in this yeshiva in Chutz Lawrence, so he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Little Matar of Lisa Yisha. So also, the Gemara says, Lisa Isha, there are no girls in Eretz Yisrael, plenty of girls. He fell in love with a girl in America. So the din is that he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, because to tell him to stay in Eretz Yisrael, marry someone else, he fell in love with this girl. He's going to be heartbroken if he marries a different girl. So that's what the Chochmas Odom is not sure what the din is. On the one hand, the mitzvah of Kibud Aviyim shouldn't apply because it's interfering with observance of a mitzvah. But on the other hand, what kind of a mitzvah is it? What's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael and not fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Aviyim? Maybe the whole mitzvah doesn't apply because that's called abnormal living. Normal living haste. He's living, he can fulfill all the mitzvahs. He's going to live in Eretz Yisrael in poverty. He's going to live in, he's not going to be able to have a shidduch that he's going to be satisfied with. He won't be satisfied with the learning that he has. So whenever it's uncomfortable, whenever life is uncomfortable there, so there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's only when it's a decent. So maybe over here also, to live in Eretz Yisrael and not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aviyim, maybe that's considered abnormal. So he clears a shayla. On the bottom of the page, has the Bina Sodom, like in the Chochmas Sodom, he has the Bina Sodom, here also, in the Shari Tzedek, he has the Bina Sodom. The Bina Sodom, he quotes a Medrash Rabbah from this week's Sedra, and he's poshet the sofik. The Medrash Rabba says, Reish Parshas Lech Lecha v'zeh l'shoinim. Avraham Avinu was mefached, he was nervous v'yoymer. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells me, Lech Lecha me'atzecha me'latzecha, go to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out at the end of Parshas Noach that the old man was still alive, his father was still alive. The Chumash writes it, Ki'ilu Terach died in Chutz Loretz, Terach died in the end of Parshas Noach, and then after he's already dead and buried, then the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Avraham Avinu, go to Eretz Yisrael. So he goes to Eretz Yisrael, picks himself up. Rashi says that the fact was fakir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to leave his father's home when the father was still alive. So, and he was mezalz on the kibbut aviyim. So Avraham Avinu was mefachid v'yoymer, etzei, I'm going to leave my parents. It'll be a chilul Hashem. What will the people say? He leaves his old father and he joins a new crazy cult, a new religion. And he kicks the father in the pants. No kibbut av. There was no din of kibbut av. Kibbut av is not from the Sheva Mitzvah Ben Enoch. It was only given to the Klal Yisrael. It wasn't given to Numasam, but still they understand that it's an Indian of Derech Eretz. So Avraham Avinu felt uncomfortable. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, don't worry about it. Amaloi lech v'ani potracha mekibbut aviyim v'ein ani poiter la'acher mekibbut aviyim. That's the expression that he quotes from the Medrash Rabbah. You're an exception to the rule. I exempt you from kibbut aviyim. The eini poiter acher mi kibbut aviyim. I don't exempt anybody else from kibbut aviyim. So the Chachma Sodma thinks that that's it. That's what it says in the Medrash, that the children are not allowed to go on aliyah if they'll be mezalzel in kibbut aviyim. If the parents want them to be nearby, to be mahana them, they want to see their children. So he says that that's what it means in the Medrash Rab. Pasha Pshat, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, you read it slowly, Pasha Pshat doesn't seem to be talking about that. Pasha Pshat seems to be talking about a different thing. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim. When the Rambam quotes the Dinim of Kibbut Aviyim, so the Rambam, usually the Rambam is just quoting Gemaris. Psukim, Gemaris, Toseftas, Yerushalmi, everything. Whenever the Rambam has anything that's original, he'll write Yerayli. I think they collected, I think 98 or 99 times the Rambam writes Yerayli. Sometimes the Rabbi is master on the Rambam. Why did he write Yerayli? It's Kimata Beferish, it's enough in the Mishnah. So the Rambam wrote Yerayli, it's slightly different from the Mishnah. Whenever the Rambam is adding something on, he writes Yerayli. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, when he writes all the dinim of Kibbut Aviyim, he doesn't write Yerayli. He writes as if he's quoting from some source that a Gershin is Gayer. Although we say Gershin is Gak Kukot and Shinola Dom, he says he's not related to the parents anymore. But nonetheless, there is a din that he should observe Kibbut Aviyim to the non-Jewish parents. Kedei Shelo Yomru, in order that people shouldn't say, well, what kind of religion is this? He joins a new religion and he's Mezalzal in the Kibbut Aviyim. So the Noisei Kelim and the Rambam want to know, where did it come from? Where does he get the Mokra? So the Kesem Mishnah on the side says, probably based on the Gemara in Yevamos, which is not talking about Kibbut Aviyim at all. The Gemara in Yevamos talk about a different thing. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin, later in the Gemara in Yevamos, has a din that let's say a brother and a sister converted. So Minatari said, Gershon is God, Kut and Shalom, and they're permitted to marry each other. A mother and a son, a father and a daughter converts. So Minatari, they're permitted to marry if they so desire. And with the Rabbanah, they prohibited such a marriage, kidei arayis of the ger, kidei shaloyom rabbanim b'kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. In order that they shouldn't say, kol zman we were going, we weren't allowed to marry. Now we joined the Jewish religion, so life is easier. Everyone should realize that when a person enters kedushas Yisrael, there are more mitzvahs, there are more requirements. Here there happens to be a quirk of the halacha. The halacha says, kikot mishinel l'dom, said they were allowed to marry each other. So when the rabbanim, they said, we wouldn't permit it, kidei shaloyomru, in order that they shouldn't say, banim b'kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Mestama, this is the marker for the Rambam, that just like a Gershon is guy there, Minatari say, Kilat Nishinel Adam, but with the Rabbanah we say, Kadesh Al Yamru, here also Kadesh Al Yamru. The Pashtus is that that's very difficult. First of all, the Rambam should still write Yeroyali, because the Gemara is not talking about Kibbut Aviyim. And the Gemara says, they're Beferish and Yevamos, that it doesn't apply equally to all things. The Gemara says, by Edus, they may testify, two brothers with Goyim and then they convert, so the Gemara says they may testify together, and there is no din of Kedesh HaLayomer because it's totally in Bezin, Bezin will know the din. So the Gemara says it doesn't apply all over, that you, Midirabonon, you ignore the principle of Kekot and Shenodam. So the Rambam should have still written Yeroyali. It's a problem. So this disciple of son has a sefer on the Rambam, where he gives Mar Makonis, just gives Mar Makonis. So he writes, he thinks the Mar Makom of this Rambam, is this Medrash Rabbah? That's what the Rambam is quoting. He doesn't say royally. He's quoting a Beferish and Medrash. In this case, I exempt you because I'm mitzavi you lech lecha meyartzecha. So whenever there's a conflict between a kibud av mederabanan, a real tzivoy Hashem, about it, the tzivoy Hashem takes precedence. But the medrash doesn't say a word. What do you do when there's a conflict between a kibud av deraisa and yishuv eretz Yisrael? That's still the tzarachin of the chayot. It's pshitus, it's not muchos.